G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 5. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, interesting Group 2 races in both major cities. This Saturday, Joel, we've got a ticket to the Cox Plate up for grabs in the Dato Tanshin Nam Stakes at Moonee Valley and a poultice of Chris Waller runners in the Chelmsford.
Yes, well, at Chelmsford, 11 of the 16 as it stands. Chris Waller, I thought he may have sent a couple of those south. He's got Fortella and Bagman in the Dato, but I thought he may have sent a couple more down, but not to be. Obviously, that Chelmsford Stakes, he's got a lot of his stayers resuming, and you would think they'd all be doing their best work late, probably only two or three serious winning hopes. In the Dato, well, we've got a very, very short price favourite, haven't we? Contributor. Everyone's keen to see how he returns this spring, and you're not sure if he should be odds on, but he's certainly the one to beat.
What about you, Carl? Now, Contributor's got a few things against him here. No horse has ever won this race first up. Now, I do realise that for most of the history of this race, probably no one ran in it first up. However, 12 horses have run in it over the past decade first up, and none of them have run a place. Two of them have run fourth. And not only that, I was overhearing the racing.com guys, or the dots, as some of them refer to them as, were saying that the odds-on favourites have a terrible record in the race as well. A few have run in it since Sunline, and they've all got rolls. So, I mean, no doubt you're not going to be backing Contributor at $1.80, but are you potting him?
No. No, it's to be honest, I actually reckon Contributor Lucky's in the field, because it was probably run next door to your home. I'm not sure if you'd watch it. So I actually reckon it's quite an ordinary Group 2 race. So I hope Contributor wins, because I think he's definitely worthy of a Cox Plate start.
Surely he doesn't need the ticket. I mean, surely no. Contributor will get a start.
He'll definitely get a start, yeah. But it's automatic entry. Can you imagine would, you know, bobs up and wins? Good luck to the connections if he does. But I think Contributor's the class horse, and hopefully if he reproduces that all in form, he'll be terribly hard to beat.
Okay, we'll get to that very shortly. Because we'll take you right through the black type races on the Valley program, big Valley program too, for the Valley, 133 acceptors. Race 5, Telstra Phoneworks Atlantic Jewel Stakes, 1200 metres for 3-year-old fillies, a listed event. Joel?
Yeah, I went with number 3, Sagarone, from the Toby Edmonds yard, down from Brisbane. This filly on an Oaks path, 1000 guineas and then Oaks. So obviously she's going to improve whatever she does on Saturday. I think Barrier 1 and Craig Williams will help. And look, her form last time in was excellent during the winter. She won a maiden, progressed to a listed race, backed up 7 days later and beat all bar press statement. And that's probably the strongest 3-year-old form line in the country at the moment. So I'll go with her. To beat number 11, Alvidia, I think it's a good roughie. Won on debut at this track. I think you can forgive her Caulfield miss first up. One Pasadena girl, a Group 1 winner's got to go in. And 2, Jamaica, first up. She's in the mix as well.
Not overly keen on this race, just for the reason that all the horses are like drawn wide, and there are a lot of those key chances in the race, and it's hard to be very confident, but I've gone with Stay With Me on top. I like the first up win at Pakenham Synthetic. It was dominant over One Hot Dane, her autumn form was good in the Talon Dirt, and even the Riesling run. Set a bit of a task and only beaten 2.3 by English. Stay With Me on top. To beat number 1, Pasadena Girl, who looks really good in recent jump outs at Caulfield, further will suit, and the wide barrier is dead against, but I can see Pasadena Girl getting back and hitting the line hard. Number 13, Badawiya for third. Nice maiden Murtoa last time. Maybe a bit of an improver. Well, I thought the sale run was a bit disappointing, but that was on a soft 7. But the form on top of the grounds has been positive. And for fourth, I'm putting in number 8, Don't Doubt Marley, who got to the line nicely in the Quizette.
I'm with Joel. 3, Sagarone to beat 8, Don't Doubt Marley. 1, Pasadena Girl. And 6, Stay With Me. Race 6, the Cup Club Stakes. Listed event over 1,200 metres. Joel?
I like number 10, Galaxy Pegasus. Always had opinion to this horse, and I think you know, a couple of his misses have been in Group 1 races. Apart from that, his form's pretty good. He's a winner at the track. He's been trialling quite nicely, got a good draw. And look, the four-year-olds dominated this race last year. Adlante didn't quite go on after winning, but second and third were Trustin' August and Lucky Hustler, subsequent Group 1 winners. So I'm looking at the four-year-olds here, and I've gone 10 Galaxy Pegasus to beat the Sydney Visitor, 9 Fell Swoop, 8 Chivalry, and 15 Fast Cash.
Similar numbers. I've gone Galaxy Pegasus on top. The only thing I'll add there is he's drawn barrier 1, and he is the likely leader on paper, but he's a bit hit and miss at the start, and if he does step a little bit slow, he might get crossed, so hopefully he steps with him. David Hayes and Tom Dabney, they're likely to scratch Greg, as I'm overhearing from our colleagues in the office, so that's also an extra tick in the box of Galaxy Pegasus. Got them on top from 8, Chivalry will get back and find line. Third number 9, Fell Swoop, who's probably under the odds, but you must respect on the Sydney form. And for fourth, I put in number 1, Fast and Rocking.
Yeah, 9, Fell Swoop will do me to beat 10, Galaxy Pegasus, 1, Fast and Rocking, 7, Rose of Choice. The main race is race 7, Dato Tan Chim Nam Stakes. And this is at standard weight for age over 1,600 metres, worth $250,000 at Group 2 level.
Yeah, contributor for me, not a betting race for mine. But he's on top, he's looked good at the trials, he looked good in the autumn, and yeah, you'd have to think he's the one to beat. 7, Dibiani, off her own for second. Should be fitter for that first up run, which was quite good. Might be able to turn the tables on Mourinho. Mourinho certainly goes in next best, and number 1, Fortella. This is his sort of race. He goes in for fourth.
Yeah, contributor on top for me, as I said earlier. I just think he'll get the job done. Second, I put in number 9, Big Memory. He got back and found the line nicely in the Lawrence Stakes. Made most of some inside runs and took the shortcuts home. And from barrier 1, I'd expect Big Memory to get back and follow the fence home. Third, number 5, The Cleaner, who should set the tempo. And for fourth, number 1, Foreteller, who resumed with an okay effort in the Warwick Stakes and ran an eye-catching third in this race last year before winning the Underwood. So Foreteller, maybe just dropping out those stronger weight for age races in Sydney, might just run a bit of a cheeky race of odds in the Dardo.
Yeah, similar thoughts from me. 4, contributor to beat 5, The Cleaner, 3, Mourinho, and 1, Foreteller. Race 8, last of the black type, Mitty's McEwen Stakes, Group 2, 1,000 metres, sees the return of Chautauqua Joel.
Yes, this is the race of the day for mine. Plenty of chances, and interesting to see Chautauqua. 1,000 metres, Mooney Valley, barrier 12. Few negatives, but I'll tip him. I'll put him on top. The horse I'm going to have a little something on, and I'll throw him for second, is number 6, I'm All the Talk. Blinkers off. He hasn't had the blinkers off since August 2013. Look, he can go hard in a lot of his races, but his form through the likes of That's a Good Idea and Terra Vista, running second to those horses, 2 preps back, has him right in this, I reckon. And Michael Walker, nice soft hands, might be able to just hold this horse back to the field a bit, and I think he can run well at big odds. 4 Kuro for third, and 2 Flamberge next best.
I've gone with Kuro on top, number 4. Resumes from a spell, has 2 Group 1 placings to his name. His fresh record's really good. He hasn't missed a place first up. And I just think really Chautauqua from the barrier will be posted 3 wide, maybe with cover, possibly not, and around the home turn will probably be 5-6 wide letting go, and it won't be easy for Chautauqua to win in those circumstances. He can certainly do it, but he's not a $2.20 chance if that prevails. I've got Kuro on top because he's going to draw barrier 2. He'll settle handy to a fast pace, which I think will be set up by I'm All the Talk and Sweet Emily, and hopefully finish over the top. So I've got 4 on top from 1 Chautauqua, with 3 it is written, and for fourth, number 14, Furnaces.
Yes, Razor Flamberge for me. Number 2 to beat 1 Chautauqua, 14 Furnaces, and 8 Miss Steel. Best and value bets at Mooney Valley. I'll kick off. My best was race 6, number 9, Fell Swoop, and my best was in the last, race 9, number 15. Surely she's going to pick one of these up at some stage. Albanetti. Joel?
My best is Galaxy Pegasus, race 6, number 10. My value is Aeroline, race 3, number 11. Unbeaten second up. Craig Williams on board. Fresh run wasn't too bad at Cranbourne. And, yeah, second up, unbeaten, as I said. I think big odds for him.
And my best is Baron Archer, race 4, number 13. Really liked the effort last time behind Monte Carlo, which was a slowly run race. It found the line reasonably well. And the value bet in the last race, I was between Correggio and It's a Him, and I went with Correggio in the end at the $21, but have something on It's a Him as well.
Okie dokie. Plenty of group racing action at Royal Randwick on Saturday. Five group races. First of those, race 3, the JB Cummings AM Tribute, Ming Dynasty Quality, 1400 metre group 3 for 3-year-olds, John.
Number 9 for me, Canny Essent, impressive on debut in the bush, and then didn't have much joy in town last start. Should have finished a lot closer, shut out a couple of runs. So we'll go 9 to beat 2 Voilier, 1 Kimberly Star, and 4 Metallic Crown.
Kimberly Star for me, number 1. I thought the last start effort was good behind the stablemate Speak Fondly, who led all the way. Kimberly Star got back to last in the 6-horse field and flew home for second. She won her 3 starts prior and she does look the one to beat. So I've got her on top from 4 Metallic Crown, 5 Gold Ambition, and 2 Bombier.
Race 4 at Randwick on Saturday is the Coolmore Furious Stakes for the 3-year-old fillies over 1200 metres, group 2, Joel.
Number 2, Ottoman for me. Surprised that she's opened up quite decent odds too. Of course, she was $1.30 on debut when she beat Prince of Dubai, Pride of Dubai, sorry. And look, her form during her 2-year-old career was good. She her only really bad run, and it wasn't bad at all, was her slipper run when she was second last on the turn and found the line quite well to finish ninth, and then came out and won next time out. She's been trialling well, and I think she'll be very hard to beat. And plenty of chances here, though. It's a wide race, I thought. 8 Perignon, another that's been trialling quite nicely, in for second. 1 English for third, and 4 Look to the Stars. Look for her to be running on late.
Agree with you about Otherman. I'm surprised about the price, and I think she's going to be awfully hard to beat, and I've got her on top. The thing about that Golden Slipper run as well, just at the start, about 5 strides out of the gate, she got a massive squeeze and lost 2 lengths. So really, a slipper run's best ignored, and a silver slipper run was all right behind Headwater, but all her form around that, the Riesling, the Percy Sykes, and the debut win, really good form for this. So I've got her on top from 1 English, 5 Speak Fondly, and 4 Look to the Stars, but a good run.
Race 5 at Royal Randwick on Saturday, Concord Stakes, group 3 over 1,000, Joel.
Yeah, tricky race. I end up going with 3 Shiraz, unbeaten this time in. He's a real winner. He's going to be finishing hard. Ball of Muscle, I think, is the one to beat. He looked like he was just knocking up a little bit in a trial the other day, but there was only a trial, and he's very consistent. He's going to be hard to beat. I just thought Shiraz would have the last shot. 3 to beat 1, 7 Craftiness. He's pretty good. Forget that last run, and 10 Atmospherical for 4.
Craftiness for me. First up from a spell, finished second to Ball of Muscle in a recent trial. Really goes well first up. I think it's a must include. Barrier 5 probably just sits in behind and has the last say. From 10 Atmospherical, who's really well weighted, this 5-year-old mare. I think her form last campaign was good without winning. For 3rd, number 1, Ball of Muscle. And for 4th, number 3, Shiraz. Just worried that Shiraz may find the 1,000 metres too short.
All right, main race of the day is race 6, the Tattersalls Club Chelmsford Stakes, 1600 metres, standard weight for age, worth 250,000, so identical conditions to the Darto. 11 of the 16, as you mentioned, Joel, are Waller runners, and neither of you are going for Waller, and you're going for different horses. So start with you, Joel.
I'm in number 1, Hartnell. I reckon his trials have probably been up there with the best of these horses set to resume in Sydney. Both of his trials have been excellent run first up in the Chipping Norton in the autumn when runner up, and he went on to have a good prep, just didn't have all favours, and maybe didn't run the 3200 in the Sydney Cup. At his last run, I reckon he's ready to go. 1600 first up, and he's the one to beat. 14 Kermadec, really good first up. He's going to keep improving. He might be one run away, but he's got to be respected. 2 Pornichet, excellent first up, and 16 Royal Descent, next best.
I think there's 4.5 winning chances here. I think it's Hartnell 1, 2 Pornichet, 14 Kermadec, and 16 Royal Descent. And then that half chance maybe goes to Beaten Up, who from Barrier 3 will get a soft run and may improve off that Warwick Stakes run and might be the knockout hope. But I've gone with Pornichet on top. It's my best of the day. I think from Barrier 11 will slide forward. There's a lot of Waller horses in the race, but there's not a lot of horses that I think up on the pace will pester Pornichet, and under those circumstances, he may be able to dictate terms and lead throughout. Got rule to send him for second. It should just be in a trailing position, trying to have the last say, and I'm sure rule to send will go close again. Third, number 14, Kermdeck will get back and run on. And fourth, number 1, Hartnell.
Race 7 at Randwick on Saturday, Tattersall's Club Tramway Stakes, Group 2 over 1,400 metres. And your value bets on the program are going head-to-head here. Joel.
Yeah, this is a good race. Plenty of chances here. I went for 7, Flamingo Star. Didn't mind this horse's winter prep. I thought his couple of runs he resumed in the 10,000. That was his Australian debut, and it was a race he was probably never going to win. But I thought he ran okay. And then he went well in one more run in Queensland when beaten by Strawberry Boy, who was probably a bit fitter and a bit more battle-hardened. Flamingo Star's had a couple of trials. Hugh Bowman on board, Barrier 3. I reckon he'll run a really good race at odds. Got him ahead of the 2 4-year-olds, First Seal and Swainess, numbers 9 and 8. And for fourth, I threw in number 6, Rudy.
Gone with 3, Lucia Valentina on top. Bit of a fave of mine. And I think her two trials to date have been fine. And hard to tip against her, just I guess under the set weights and penalties conditions of this race. And the other thing is, if you look at her first up runs, last campaign she won this race first up in dominant fashion on a heavy track, but last campaign her fourth in the Apollo was arguably just as good at weight for age. It was probably the best run of her campaign, and then we didn't really see her hit those heights again. But it was a really fast finish in fourth behind Contributor, Weary. It was a little bit stronger than this race, and I think she just is really well weighted. Double figure odds, I think she's a great each way bet. So got her on top from 9, First Seal, 8, Swainess, and 13, Arabian Gold, but a really good race.
Alrighty, well, as I mentioned, they were the value bets. Carl's number race 7, number 3, Lucia Valentina. Joel's race 7, number 7, Flamingo Star. Carl's best was race 6, number 2, Pornichet. And that leaves only your best. Joel, can you talk us through that one?
Yeah, good odds. Race 2, number 9, Hearn's Oak. I've really been in love with this horse since his first trial. I've just been following him, and he's a good horse. He's been a work in progress. Did plenty wrong in his first couple of preps. They gelded him. Needed the run fresh, was good second up. This is a lot tougher, granted, but I've been waiting to get a price about him, and I think Saturday might be his day.
All righty. They are racing on the Parks track at Morfordville, and there's a horse that looks like a bit of a certainty in race 6, number 2, Miss Gunpowder, but Carl, you're tipping Miss Gunpowder, but... probably not with a massive amount of enthusiasm at $2.20, or indeed even less, I would probably think, by the time the race time comes around. Talk us through your specials at Morfordville Parks.
Both trained by Jared McLean, and I think they're both overdue. I think Muchos Respectos is my value bet. Race 5, number 9. It was a really good effort at Sandown Hillside, getting back in the field and running on strongly. Had a 5.5 kilo advantage on Mio Dio that day, and their runs were pretty similar. And then last time Morfordville Parks again clashed with Mio Dio, had a 5 kilo advantage that day, and was travelling into it nicely, but got held up for a run twice in the straight, went to the line untested, while Mio Dio ran second. Again, Muchos Respectos and Mio Dio clash in this race, and with Muchos Respectos meeting Mio Dio 5.5 kilos better. With any luck in running, I can see it going very close, and certainly worth the ticket at the $26. And the the best bet comes up in the last, and that's the stablemate number 12, Clifton Park, which is also entered for Ballarat on Sunday. I'd certainly rather see it here. Looks like an easier affair. It finished second at Morfordville Park, so 1,400 metres in a Class 2 last time. Maddie Nilsson aboard, down in the weights. It should go very close at the $5.50 quote.
The only horse I liked at Morfordville was in the last as well, Bomber Brown, number 11. Good first up run, good run for, that was the first run for the stable, Lloyd Kennewell, ex-New South Wales galloper, and I thought from a good draw he'd give a great sight again.
All right, Joel, we wait for the last two events at Doomben for your specials there.
Yeah, I went Vel Rosso, my best, race 7, number 3, ex-Chris Waller. Trained galloper now with Matty Dunn, really encouraging first up effort, drop back as he tends to do and hit the line hard. Up in distance suits, barrier 1, and his pattern of racing means he's going to need a bit of luck, but I think he'll take plenty of beating. And my value is race 8, number 4, Man of His Word. Promising galloper. This showed a fair bit of promise in his first prep. He's had a couple of trials. He's going nicely, drawn well, and connections thought enough of him to chuck in an entry for the Caulfield Guinea. So you'd think he'd be wanting to go reasonably close in this.
My only selection for the day, race 4, number 4, Kirtley, continued to drop back in distance and was just improving with every run. It was a terrible in the Ipswich Cup, then it won the South Grafton Cup over 1,600 metres and then dropped to 1,400 at Randwick and really ran a cheeky race at 70-1 behind Forget Me, finishing third. It's a late entry for this 1,600 metre race, but it should go forward, and there doesn't look to be a great deal of tempo. Great deal of speed on paper, I should say, besides it and Mike Quilter, and should give a good sight on the minimum weight of 54 after that good last start effort in Sydney.
Belmont, once again, the venue for Perth racing. I think this was originally scheduled to be the day that Ascot started, but I don't think that's going to happen until mid to late October now. Farnley Stakes is up for grabs here, Joel. Listed event over 1,400 metres, and most of these have been racing each other.
Yeah, they have, and Winker Nod's been winning, and I think he'll continue winning. He's got a bit of weight now, getting up to 59 kilos, but we'll stick with him to beat 4 Rebel King, 3 Cool Trade, and 8 Resonates. My best for the card is Coming Back, race 7, number 4. Got the cash last start, and he's worth sticking with. The blinkers went on last time, and he was quite dominant. Willie Pike and a good draw means he can win again, and my value was Quintessence, race 5, number 5. Lucy Warwick to ride in the Apprentices' Cup. Had no luck last start. Up in distance suits. She's got a good record beyond 2,000 metres.
And earlier in the day, they are racing at Whanganui and also at Ellerslie, where the highlight is one of the most spectacular races on the Australasian racing calendar, the Great Northern Steeplechase.
Yes, certainly is a great spectacle to watch up that Ellerslie Hill three times, 6,400 metres, and good Aussie interest. Stephen Pateman there to ride Armanude Lad, and also Tommy Ryan over to ride Old Red Feather. I've gone Snowdrop Twinkle Toes, the number 4, just this white, flashy-looking galloper, just trails them out all the time at the back of the field and runs on, just stays all day, and I think the extra lap and the extra time up that hill is going to play into his hands. Number 4, Snowdrop Twinkle Toes. He is my best for Ellerslie. My value is in the hurdle, the Great Northern Hurdle. Race 5, number 11, Boy. This is his first full season of jumping. He had one hurdle race last season. He's going great guns. This, at the caper this time in, he was going to win last start and fell at the last. Give him another go on Saturday. Whanganui, you've got a good meeting too. A pair of listed races, including the Whanganui Guineas. My best bet comes up in the first starter, and just off the trial, Kingsman should really be winning race 1, number 2. And my value is in the Guineas, Miss Cobra. Don't mind this filly. She had no luck on debut and they tipped her out. She resumed in a strong maiden first up and she hit the line hard. The extra distance is really going to suit.
Okie dokie. Well, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Carl, before that happens, there's a couple of listed races at Wyong on Friday. Needless to say, fully covered in your winning post. Tell us who's going to win.
Yeah, Wyong Cup, great race. I've got Havana Caller on top. I was really impressed by his Australian debut performance in the Premier's Prelude over 1,800 metres. I think most people saw the run. It was hard to miss. He was back last, he got chopped out for a run two or three times in the straight, and he just sizzled home for a close-up sixth, beaten under a length. It was a really good run, he's well weighted here on the minimum, and his European form is quite solid as well. He was a one-time leading contender for the Ebor Handicap, which is their the richest handicap race in England. So, no fluke about that performance. He's a really nice horse and should go close in the weekend. The other one is the Mona Lisa Stakes, and I've got Holly Delusions on top. That was probably the other great run at that Rose Hill meeting on the 15th. It got back, it followed the fence home, and it flew home for an unlucky second. I think Holly Delusions, despite the wide barrier, can get the job done. But a really good meeting, some strong maiden races, and I'm sure there'll be some good form to come out of it.
Okay, well, that leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fields for Monday. Plenty of great reading besides, including a fantastic tribute to Bart Cummings by Shane Templeton, and also on that page a magnificent cartoon by Mitchell Faircloth. If you haven't caught up with that one on social media, or even if you have, make sure you grab your hard copy this week. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. Well, we were on fire last week, were we not, Joel? Did you go for Alaskan Rose?
Alaskan Rose, yeah. Short and sweet.
And I got that Quinella up. And did you go each way?
And mine was scratched, so it didn't ruin it either.
Oh, okay. So fantastic. We're miles in front. And with that Quinella, you know, with the hubris that I have gained from getting that Quinella right, I'm not quite as confident this time. So I'm going to go a duet at Moonee Valley. Race 6, numbers 9 and 10, Fell Swoop and Galaxy Pegasus. Joel?
We'll go for a little bit more juicier price this time. Pern's Oak, Randwick Race 2, number 9.
And I'll go Randwick Race 6, number 2, Cornish 8, $20.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back Plenty of Winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.